I'm on Madrid Street in East Belfast this morning with a group of volunteer MLAs and ministers who have quite literally swapped their suits for hard hats to take part in a Habitat for Humanity Big Build project. The Madrid Street Big Build, which has been delivered in partnership with families and volunteer support from across Northern Ireland, has resulted in the building of 6 new energy efficient homes. The project is part of the wider regeneration of the East Belfast area and has demonstrated very clearly how effective partnerships can deliver sustainable housing solutions for local families. I caught up with the East Belfast MLA Chris Little to ask why he felt it was important to get involved in today's event. Chris, you represent the East Belfast constituency and obviously know the local community and area well. Who will actually benefit from this particular scheme?
Well, there's significant housing stress in East Belfast, so the families benefiting from these new homes are currently in unsuitable accommodation and they have strong connections to the local area through family, work or community activity. The Assembly and MLAs are keen, obviously, to encourage vibrant local communities, so the families have been involved with building the homes themselves, so it's good news for them and for the local area.
And a wee bit of fun was had by all today as well.
Certainly, we have MLAs from every party here today, the First Minister, the Minister for Social Development, so there was a good fun and friendly exchange with regards how we can get more money in the social and affordable homes across Northern Ireland.
That's great, Chris. Thanks very much. I'm now with Alex Atwood, MLA, who is also Minister for Social Development, the executive department responsible for housing. Minister, as well as providing affordable housing for the local community, the houses built here in Madrid Street are 70 to 75% more energy efficient than other local houses. Is this a way forward for social housing in Northern Ireland?
Well, it's a big part of the way forward. If we make our homes more energy efficient, then we deal with one of the three causes of fuel poverty at a time when fuel poverty in Northern Ireland is increasing. 44% of the entire population in Northern Ireland is in fuel poverty. So the more we do to make homes energy efficient, the more we do to deal with the issue of fuel poverty and welfare need. Yes, we also have to deal with the other two factors of fuel poverty, namely the price of fuel and the level of incomes, and I have made proposals about how to deal with all of that, and we'll make more proposals in the next number of days. But yes, energy efficiency, proper insulation, proper lagging, double and triple glazed windows, and energy systems and heating systems that minimise the use of fuel, all of that is a big part of where we need to go, not just for the next 5 years, but the next 50 and 150 years.
Thank you, Minister, for talking to us today. I'm now with Simon Hamilton, MLA, who is also the chairperson for the Social Development Committee at the Assembly. Simon, why did you think it was important to be involved here today?
Well, I think it's great to try to give something back and volunteer some of our time for what is an absolutely fantastic project. It's down here on the Peace Line in East Belfast, building absolutely fantastic homes, super energy efficiency, really, really high standard, building affordable housing for families from the area to move into and to live in and to build their lives in. So it's really great to be able to just be a small, very small part of something much bigger.
And I watched, and you did work very hard today, I have to say. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and there's no truth to the rumour that it's the most that some of us have done in 4 years, but no, it has been. Everybody has put their shoulder to the wheel and thrown with their own particular skills and at their own level, done the best that they could do, and it's been great to be part of it, and a bit of teamwork and a bit of camaraderie as well, you know.
That's great, Simon. Thank you very much.
Thank you.